Britain had Margaret Thatcher, Germany has Angela Merkel. Will France soon have a Madame le Président? Presidential elections are still a year away in France, but if recent polls are to be believed, rising star Ségolène Royal has a chance of becoming France's first woman president. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report from Paris.
For the last several months, the skyrocketing popularity of Ségolène Royal has been the talk of political circles and the national media in France. If the French presidential election were held tomorrow, the polished, unflappable 52-year-old parliamentarian and mother of four would be the country's next president after Jacques Chirac's term ends. Recent polls give Royal more presidential popularity than any other French politician from the left or right. Franz-Olivier Gisbert is the publisher of Le Point magazine. He says one reason for Royal's meteoric rise in popularity is a public yearning for a new political face.
The French have a real big problem with their politicians. They don't like them. And suddenly appeared in the sky a new personality, because in a way, Ségolène Royal is a new personality. When you see all the socialist candidates, they all were ministers for years. If France is in such a mess, they are responsible. She's not.
Royal was one of eight children born in colonial Senegal to a strict French military family. She is a graduate of France's prestigious École Nationale d'Administration. Royal was a young Mitterrand protégé. Later, she won a seat in the National Assembly and briefly held two cabinet jobs, including environment and family affairs. Michel Miquet-Marty, an analyst with the Lewis Harris Polling Group, says the French like Royal's combination of economic liberalism and social conservatism.
Her main strength is her position on families and children. Her crusade over the years to protect children from the effects of television and pornography and the like has struck a chord. She has modeled herself as a key defender of the family and security, which is no small feat because this has traditionally been a domain of the right wing.
Royal's ascent has caused friction within the socialist camp as she eclipses the party's male heavyweights posturing for presidential attention. One aspirant commented that the presidential election was not a Miss World competition, while another sarcastically asked, "Who is going to take care of the children?" Such macho comments from jealous colleagues have only boosted Royal's popularity. Adding to the titillation factor is that Royal is the longtime companion of Socialist Party leader François Hollande. He would also like to be the candidate. TV journalist Christine O'Krent says the situation provides plenty of fodder for political commentators.
The spice on the Ségolène Royal case is that she lives with François Hollande, who is the head of the Socialist Party, and they have four children. And it's quite embarrassing for him because he runs the party and she has become the star in public opinion polls. But of course, she's quite hated by all the guys that her companion is supposed to lead.
Royal recently burnished her international image and set herself apart from the French socialist hierarchy when she skipped a ceremony honoring former President Mitterrand on the 10th anniversary of his death and went to Chile instead.
Ségolène Royal est en campagne.
In a visit highly covered by the French press, Royal campaigned with fellow socialist Michelle Bachelet, who was soon after elected Chile's first female president. The move marked Royal as a forward-looking figure. Royal has remained steadfast in the face of all the attention and criticism swirling around her.
I hear what some of the other socialists are saying about me because I don't meet their norms. But I won't stop speaking my mind. I'm not perfect and I don't know everything, but I do know what the problems are. And for women, it's important to know that they too have the right to dare to do something.
Many critics say Royal has neither the experience nor the vision to become a credible leader of France. One newspaper commentator likened her to a speeding locomotive, lovely to look at, but with no train behind it. Still, other analysts wonder, more than half a century after Simone de Beauvoir's earth-shaking essay, The Second Sex, whether France is ready for a woman president. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.